Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM and here are the top headlines for this hour. Nifty gains for 4th straight day, settles above 15,850. India reports 60,471 new cases in last 24 hours, lowest since March 31st. Bharat Biotech says it will have to raise Covaxin price for private market. CCI to expedite probe against Flipkart, Amazon. HDFC Bank again faces app blackout. RBI to focus on growth despite inflation worries. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the last trade today. Domestic equity markets extended their winning streak for 4th straight day thanks to buying in banking and FMCG counters. Benchmark indices once again scaled new lifetime highs. Nifty 50 briefly kissed the 15,900 mark but closed at 15,858, up 46 points. BSE Sensex inched towards 53,000 mark but ended the session at 52,773, adding 222 points. Broader markets outperformed whereas Fear Gauge India VIX eased marginally. Asian Paints led the rally among gainers on BSE Sensex, raising 3%. It was followed by Axis Bank and ICICI Bank, both adding 2% each. HUL, IndusInd Bank and Infosys jumped 1% each. On the flip side, Bajaj Finserv, Dr. Reddy's, Titan and Sun Pharma declined 1% each. About 564 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day and 240 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the day. We have Ajit Mishra of Relegate Broking with us to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. With the market scaling new heights, what are the sectors that you find expensive? Where do you see the value?
So among the sectors, we feel consumer staples are looking comparatively expensive, and further considering the demand uncertainty, we are cautious on the real estate sector as well. But on the flip side, we believe sectors such as capital goods and auto offers value to the investors. However, one need to be selective in these ways as well.
IT stocks are in news thanks to a strong dollar and resulting weakness in the rupee. Do you see the rupee tailwind to stay going ahead?
Now, we do feel there could be further pressure on the rupee given the higher crude oil prices. However, the IT stocks are in news because of the decent Q4 performance, better outlook and their strong commentary by the management. And at the same time, the pickup in the digitization, large deal wins and healthy revenue visibility, that augurs well for the IT company growth. So overall, yes, we are bullish on IT companies as well, but again, one need to be selective since we are trading at the record highs.
We also caught up with Rohit Singhri of LKP Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty 50 briefly hit 15,900 levels today. Do you see more upside in the coming session?
Yes, Nifty has taken the strong hurdle from the 15,900. We have been witnessing some sort of profit booking around 15,900 zone. But until and unless it is trading above 15,800, 15,700 odd levels, which are the strong support on the downside, the structure will be positive and we may head towards a 16,000 mark, which is the strong hurdle on the higher side, and where one can try to lock in their profit around 16,000. So I think the structure is positive until and unless we are good trading above 15,700 odd levels.
Nifty Bank led the rally after a brief pause. Do you see the correction ending for bank stocks?
But talking on the Nifty Bank front, Nifty Bank has been seen consolidation move. It has formed the range of 1,000 points, 34,700 on the downside, 35,700 on the higher side. So this is the range that Nifty Bank are right now trading in. And until unless we don't see a breakout from either side, in the range, we can expect that Nifty Bank is continues to trade in the same range of 34,700 on the downside, 35,700 on the higher side. Once we see, let's say, breakout above 35,700, then more 1,500 point one can expect. But as of now, the range is going to extend. 35,700 will be a crucial hurdle. 34,700 will be a strong support on the downside.
Most Asian markets ended mixed for the day. Major European markets were trading with mild gains in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a flat start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.